So, you know, we're chilling in the podcast room. We got listeners now because Michael left. No one cares. It's yellow. Go blue hat. Let's go.
We got listeners. Yep, I'm a genius. Got followers. Yep, just like Jesus on Twitter now. Yep, so just retweet us. Got a million followers. The fuck we got to lie for? What 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 the fuck we got to lie for?
What I gotta lie for? Jan's podcast is jamming at your window. Even with mobile, so get it on your iPhone. Jamming in Japan, we're jamming in her pants. All over her, you would think it's wet. Oh wait, that's it. It could be Michael, but he missed another cycle in Germany, so I know you heard of me. The competition had problems, their daddy, yeah, we're murdering. Go and work on these niggas, you guess it would be surgery. So what I gotta lie for?
What?
Knock knock, I'm in your girl's door.
What?
Oh wait, I guess she wants more.
Uh-huh. What?
The podcast turned her to a whore, so
what was that?
That was a new single from our new mixtape.
Oh yeah, when are we releasing that mixtape?
This Christmas.
This Christmas.
Or maybe
that's
fall.
Far.
This
that's
Christmas.
Far away. Okay, yeah, because we got time. We didn't even start yet. That was our first. Yeah. That's our first thing.
That's off our mixtape, Code Colors.
Code Colors. I'm Blue Hat.
I'm Young Yellow, nigga.
And that's Red. Red shirt.
Red shirt. Yeah, blue hat, red shirt, young yellow nigga.
Code colors. Oh, he's writing it down. It's official now.
Colors.
All right.
Colors.
And shout out to my homegirl Kat out there, if you're listening, Lady Red.
Lady Red.
She's another person in the group.
Kat?
Yeah.
Like from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
K Gore or Lady Red?
All right, cool.
Lady Red.
She's coming in next week?
Maybe.
All right. That was your first time rapping on the mic?
I write like poems and shit.
Okay.
The raps I've written in my life back when I called myself Ra Ra was
Ra Ra?
Yeah. I think I wrote a
And then Ain't cheerleaders I? Stole that for their cheers, Ra Ra.
Lady Gaga actually stole that Ra Ra.
Oh, that was you?
See, that was me, but I'm not getting credit for it though. I'm just making $8.50 an hour. I wrote a song for Ain't I with T.I. and Young Dro. Ain't I.
Oh, okay.
You know that one? Okay.
They said
A-N-I. A-N-I.
What does that stand
Annie.
For?
Annie.
Who is Annie?
I don't know. Hold on. I blanked out.
Transformia.
That shit was actually kind of cool for like a kid. It was alright.
Transformia.
Black Chris Brown, Lil Wayne.
I don't know any of these songs, man.
What? Say, hey, little mama, I could transform you. No, you that's don't dance, but I could dance on you.
Okay.
Chris on the beat. Swiss, move your feet.
So that's when
and
T.I.
And Weezy F. Baby. Right? What? You haven't played Transform You? Oh, my God. That song used to be my shit for a little bit.
I haven't listened to radio stuff back then, so that's when the radio, you know.
Was, like, cool, kind of.
Not really. Radio was never cool.
I was never able to listen to rap when I was younger.
You weren't allowed to listen to rap?
No.
At all?
One time
they're like, look, you're black. We don't want you to have
parents,
that stereotype.
My parents wouldn't want me to play.
Really?
Yeah. So, one time, someone played, like, some Franchise Boys or some Dirty.
Yeah.
It was, like, Dirty, and I was like, do you have a clean version?
Oh, I remember those days, the clean version. That's what I would search for on LimeWire. Clean version.
You ended up finding porn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, like halfway through, you know.
Like the song would just be like,
yeah, little mama.
He's like, oh. It's like, I didn't even know this was a video player.
What type of remix player?
MP3 player.
Is this us?
Oh, say hi, Zeke.
Zeke's not on his phone today, but I am.
You're switching roles. This is episode 7.
Episode 7.
This is the 7th time doing this.
That means I'm on every 7th increments of 7. We have some models come in. We play 7 minutes in heaven with them.
Yeah.
So we actually have
They are not allowed to talk on the mic at all.
No.
Or make any noises.
We're misogynist. Yeah. Statistic people.
They're sitting in the back right now.
But we do have Adriana Lima here with us.
She also has strep throat. She can't talk.
But, you know, we have to take one for the team.
She can sign language us, but it's not going to, you know.
We could tell you what she's saying, but
you don't want to hear it.
Because her lawyer is sitting right there. So, I mean, we.
Anything you say or will use.
You know, under court of law. Yeah.
It's court of these nuts.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I have a headache. I'm pretty hungry and I really want Steak and Shake.
You have a you have a headache and you're hungry for Steak and Shake. Anthony, how are you feeling today?
He's tired.
Anthony's feeling tired.
Jeremiah, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling like I need to study. I need to
study for what?
For my real estate exam.
I think Gilbert cried when he left this room. His eyes are watery.
I think he lost in Sonic.
I think that's what happened. He was playing Sonic, he couldn't win, and he came back, he lost all his gold rings.
What happened?
You know, when you get hit, and then Sonic. It just, dring, ooh, rings everywhere? Sonic.
Yeah, like you get hit, and it's, dring, trying to go, like, pick them all up, and then, like, they fade away. Especially when you have, like, 300 coins, and you can only get 20 back.
Yeah, what if
not even.
What if that was real life?
Like one.
One. What if it was real life? Like, you just get hit, and your money would just fall out of you?
Yeah, you're walking down the sidewalk. You trip and fall, and then ding, you know, all your coins just fall everywhere. I think
out of nowhere, this guy just runs and takes your money.
Like, dude,
it's Knuckles.
Knuckles.
That's douchebag.
Come on, man. That's my life savings.
So if it was like the real world, would like Sonic be the white man and Shadow would be the...
Exactly.
Okay, so the Shadow's coming by to take your money.
Exactly, and Obama is
Shadow.
Eggman.
Eggman. Okay, Obama's Eggman. Michelle Obama is
Is that Tails?
It's Tails.
No, Tails is a dude, though.
Tails, yeah, no. So
but you're saying Michelle Obama
Joe
is
Biden,
a dude?
Joe Biden? Joe Biden is... No, because if Obama's Eggman, then Joe Biden has to be, like, one of Sonic's villains.
Right.
So if we can...
I don't know that.
If we can change it, then maybe King John Yeel could be Eggman.
Oh, okay.
Because he's, Osama
is dead.
Was dead. He was Omega?
I don't know these guys. I don't know. All I know is Eggman.
Okay.
Because I had Sega.
Eggman's the only one important. So Kim Jong-il is definitely Eggman.
When are we going to attack North Korea?
Never.
Ever.
Do you want to attack North Korea?
I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying it's probably going to happen.
He's like, I'm not saying we should.
I'm not saying we should, but code word green Obama. Go.
Go. I think...
Obama is a listener.
Yeah. I mean, and Obama, I respect everything you
do.
What
we got to lie for?
Yeah, what we got to lie for? Obama listens to us. So just keep doing what you got to do, Obama. I respect you and everything you do.
Obama's a huge supporter for the show, so.
Yeah. Listen, we have the congressional seal.
Yeah.
Zeke actually just came back from Obama's limo there. I
mean, he talks to us sometimes, gets some advice from
us. Our main connection. That's actually how we know Obama, because one day Zeke was eating at Steak and Shake.
I was at the... I was at Steak and Shake, and he was talking about Obamacare and how well it's doing.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you Obama?
You know, he...
Because I have Obamacare.
That's connect.
And they just...
Then Obama was like, you got Obamacare? Yo, that's what's up.
I'm like, you know, I have to because I'm eating at Steak and Shake.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
This clog in my arteries.
And, you know, just they handshake.
They dapped up. And he's like, young man, how would you feel about flying Air Force One with some Steak and Shake?
He's like, well, all right, my brother has his podcast. You got to, like, you know, just a little winky-winky stamp of approval. And then,
we sent some emails back and forth. We talked to him a couple times.
I Skyped him twice.
Ramil's got his number.
Yeah.
We text.
Zeke got Jay-Z and Obama on text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they got
Jay-Z
the group talk.
Jay-Z sent him a money bag emoji because, you know, he's like, Zeke's that rich.
So they got that group text going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, Jay, what you doing? About to pick up Zeke. Where you at? Oh, can't make it. Meeting tonight.
He's like, I'm with the fam right now. You.
Zeke was actually the bodyguard that stopped Solange from fighting Jay-Z.
Yeah. If you saw him. It's a real, it's, we don't like to talk about it. We don't like to brag. It's just a little thing, you know. He's a bodyguard.
That's what
it's not
done.
A big deal.
Speaking though of Jay-Z and Solange fighting, have you seen that video?
Yeah.
Once, this is the funniest like parody video I've ever seen of it. Hold on, let me.
There's see. A showed it to me last night.
Okay, it's like a Dragon Ball Z thing going on. Android versus what is that? Vegeta.
Yeah. Yeah, we have Super Saiyan Vegeta versus Android 18, and Jay-Z is on Vegeta's face.
Yeah.
And Solange is on 18's face. Honestly, the androids probably were some of my favorite villains. But did you
and
know
Dragon
they
Ball Z?
Yeah. Did you know they were like sisters and brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They released
just
it.
Like Cersei. What's her name?
Cersei Cunt Lannister. I'm sorry, you shouldn't have heard that.
Yeah, Jaime. Game of Thrones reference.
The finale. By the way, if you can hear me, party in my crib for this finale. Invite anybody who watches Game of Thrones. If you're not caught up, don't come. Yeah. I don't want to hear no. It would have been better season if it wasn't spoiled for me. You had 10 weeks. You had 12 weeks. Yeah. They took a 2-week break to catch up.
Yeah. No, his girlfriend is all caught up.
Like, what is she? Is she watching Game of Thrones with like other dudes, Gilbert? Like, what? Like, is that
what?
Like, why aren't you caught up?
You're slacking.
It's life, man.
There was someone. It's so funny how people look at you differently when they find out like the things you do. I was like,
Game of Thrones.
I was talking to a coworker at work. I was like, yeah, watch Game of Thrones. You watch Game of Thrones? Yeah.
Like, what kind of stereotype is that?
I just turn watch on it, my man. TV and like, just raise the volume up and I change the HBO.
Is it kind of like a, how do you have time for it?
It's kind of like a, how do you watch that show? I can't. I tried to watch it, and it's just too, ugh. As in like.
Wait, who
like
said what? That?
Like boring?
I can't say names.
Because we're on the podcast, you know. But
I don't want to seem like I'm talking shizit.
Yeah.
True.
The only way you can talk about somebody is if they're a guest right here.
Yeah,
you can we could bleep out names.
No, that's too much work.
Yeah,
I'm too lazy.
Much work, and then he's gonna, Jeremiah's
I'm gonna forget. I gotta find it.
Then someone's gonna hear. I heard you've been talking shit about me on the Jans podcast. Am I the whore you guys were talking about?
And then you're like, Jeremiah, I didn't bleep it out. No, damn it.
This is gonna cause beef, and then we're gonna
you get
have
punched in the face,
separate.
And your coins go everywhere.
And then Shadow comes by and takes it.
You don't want that. You don't want that problem.
Drops it off to
it's a big deal.
That's probably why Kim Jong-il has so much money to build nukes, because all those coins that fall out.
Yeah. That's why he's after
that's
Sonic.
Where they fade away to. He probably has some machines that make our coins fade away.
We just figured out Sonic.
Pretty much. It's a prediction of the future.
It's a whole metaphor for life.
But today on the podcast...
So Game of Thrones, when you tell somebody you watch Game of Thrones, what kind of look did... Because, I mean... It's not
it
a nerdy
depends.
Look. I mean, I'm like, Game
it's
of
not a show
good.
For nerds. It's a grown man show.
Yeah.
They have like so much titties on that show. Like, no. I'm glad to be a nerd and watch titties.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the best naked people in my life
Hold
on
that
show.
That's the name. I'm glad to be a nerd and watch titties. That's the name of this podcast. I hope. Okay, let's stop this segment so we can save it and then start again. All right.
Okay.
All right. So the same thing doesn't happen like last time. All right. We're having a bump in the road. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call a random number, and I'm going to mess with the person on the mic.
Okay.
Maybe that'll spark something.
A little prank call action going on right now.
Yeah. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but we're going to figure it out.
Please leave your message.
Damn it. It's not working. I quit.
Do you ever get mad?
About what?
When like you when you call somebody and like you get like a voicemail,
and it just like you know they
that please leave a message gets me so annoyed sometimes.
Like you know they did it on purpose,
or like you know what gets me mad when it rings twice and your call has been forwarded to like I know you hit the decline button.
Yeah.
Or then,
oh,
like,
this
when it,
mother.
Or then when it rings all the way, and then you reach the voicemail. Then when you call back again, you've been forwarded to, and then when they call you and they're like, why didn't you pick up my call? Like, because you didn't pick up fuck people. What's that?
What's that noise?
Is your mom cooking chimichangas again?
You mother. Like, what does that mean?
I really want some chimichangas.
Is that code word for something?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Hello, you reached the voice mailbox of... an awesome person. How's your day going?
Oh man. See, that's not even that bad of a prank call. I know. Like, we called to ask you how your day was. I definitely would cheer me up. If I was, like, imagine if you were sad, someone, how's your day going? Not too well, man. Like, it could be a little bit better.
What if you call someone while they're about to be suicide?
Exactly. Like,
and then so I make their day better.
We would make the news.
We would. Like, a local podcast saves.
Local podcast saves eight.
Save eight. It showed save eight. Like, he was driving the car. He's about to
crash everybody. Yeah,
hit his whole family in the car. Don't do it, man. Just don't do it.
Do it. Do it. That one guy.
He's like, thank you so much. It's like,
you're right. I don't have the balls. I love my family.
Yeah.
Local podcast instigated.
Fox News.
Fox News.
35.
Fox News is racist. Like,
and then we're
a local podcast and a black kid has stopped a family of eight from driving off the road.
And we're like guests on the news, and then we got like suits.
This all
and everything.
Started because of Obama. And Obama told them to call and instigate this man's death.
Right, and we're on the news. It's like, is it true that Obama is a sponsor? It's like, yep. Shout out to Obama, Michelle. Your chimichangas are amazing.
You and Jay Z keep up that group chat with the Zeke. Keep it real.
You know how to do
it. Appreciate it. Hey, don't
touch me back, what was that thing? Hey yo, they know. No, they know. It's an inside joke. Don't worry about it.
No.
I don't think you understood. Like, cause then.
I'm talking about Jay Z. No,
then
it's me and Jay Z.
Like, hey yo,
no.
No, Jay Z. Jay Z.
No.
H to the Izzo.
V to the Izzo.
Hey yo.
The replay. Do you think Jay Z is overrated?
Kanye knows. No, he's not.
You think he should deserve the title of the best rapper of all time?
I don't think so. He's a legend, though, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
A legend. But recently, I haven't really been...
Do, like, a little fake survey.
Hello. I'm here to talk about Obama.
Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. At the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello. We have been calling you to take a survey of the diapers that you are using. If you use Pampers, press 1. If you use Huggies, press 2. If you use the Great Value brand because you cannot afford either 1 or 2, hit 0 because you have no money. Done.
What's...
Done. And that's how it goes.
He's like pressing 0, like, it's not working.
Hey, someone calls. I don't have any money. I am a broke bitch.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if they're going to call back. Local podcast harasses, terrorizes Orlando.
Calls mayor. Orlando mayor. Hey, don't worry, we know Obama.
You know, it's all good. As long as we know Obama.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
Whoa! Sorry.
Oh, wait, did we call Verizon?
We're gonna get sued. Shut down the podcast.
Local team vandalizes and terrorizes. Oh, we didn't vandalize.
Hacks into Verizon phone system.
To promote their podcast.
To give a survey about diapers.
It could be your renegade verse.
Renegade.
That's why I wish you wrote with the bitch on your planet. I was gonna play Renegade if you came with us to the beach, but you decided to drive your own.
Oh yeah. Renegade.
Jemiah with his catch.
Ain't too afraid to say what's on my mind any given time of day. I'm gonna start singing to this person if they pick up. Sir, did you know we are some renegades? Never been afraid to say what's on my mind.
Any given time of day, because I'm a renegade.
Okay, I'm gonna have to like start calling one of your friends then. Cause I'm just.
Oh, let me call my roommate.
And do you want me to talk to them?
No, I don't call them right now. I'll call Tyler Milam. Hello?
On my phone?
How can I help you, sir?
Hello, who is this? That's how I'll be talking to him.
We'll call.
You call my girlfriend's number. Who is this? Why are you having sex with my girlfriend? What do you want me to say? Is it on speaker?
No, I'm going to talk to him.
You are?
We're going to interview him.
You?
Yeah.
Tell them you're on a podcast. Because it's illegal to record somebody without their knowledge.
Oh, I guess there's wrote like 8 laws. Hello? Were you sleeping?
No.
Oh, guess what, Ransford? Ransford, guess what? You're on the podcast. I thought I'd call you because I wanted you to be on it.
Yay.
So, how's your day?
Oh. Fuck up. What a douche
right now. Hey, quick bro. Okay, I'm gonna call someone else I know. I'm gonna call Dempsey. What if they're with each other? Don't pick up. Don't pick up. It's Ramil. Because I kind of hang out
all the time. Some podcast thing. I don't know what he's talking about.
Does everyone you know hate you? Because it takes forever for them.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of friends, actually.
They have to think about whether they're going to pick up.
It's like, oh, or Jesus. Ramil's calling me. Fuck.
Your call has been forwarded to...
Let me call up.
He needs a ride or something, goddammit.
No. Oh, he has a car now. I'm still not picking up.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, babe. Hey, blueberry cakes.
Blueberry muffins, though?
Blueberry muffin.
Those are good?
They are fine.
Brazilian Daniel. Oh, so I probably should not have said that.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Hey! Daniel, guess what?
I knew people hated you.
What? You're on the podcast!
Huh?
You're on the podcast!
Hey!
Hey, Daniel.
So how's it going, man? How's your day?
Not much. At the mall. Talking about balls.
Talking about balls at the mall.
Wait. Why didn't I get an invite to the mall?
Because you don't have any balls.
Because you're doing podcasts. I don't want to bother you.
You didn't know that. Shut up.
Did I?
What's the real reason, Daniel? Have? Who are you at the mall with?
I'm with, by myself, actually, now.
Who are you with?
I'm with Destio and Venture, but I'm alone.
Wait. Oh. So Destio just left you?
Yes.
See, if I was there, I wouldn't have left you. I would have given you a ride there. But notice how when I'm in the podcast, I still make time for you, bae. Mm-hmm. Repeat that.
Wait, she called me.
Game of Thrones tonight, by the way.
What?
Game of Thrones tonight, by the way.
El juego de Thrones.
Well, you have some water. Oh my gosh! Yo, what? Damn. What? Wait till you get there. Wait till you get there. Jemiah never had it. You still have it? The watermelon thing you made? Do you still have it?
What?
Do you still have that watermelon Smirnoff thing you made?
Yeah, I still have it.
Is it still, like, kicking?
Yeah, I still have it. It's still there. It's like,
oh. I said, is it still kicking, you dumb crap?
I don't know what he said.
Oh. Want to have a Game of Thrones finale party next weekend?
I don't know.
I've already invited people over to your house for it.
I guess I have anything in my house.
All right, then. Alright, we'll see you at 9. Do you want to, take your earplugs out later? Because I have some loud.
I might as well. What else am I
going to do? No, you're right. Jeremiah says what's up. He misses you.
What's up, man? I miss you.
Dude. Thanks. I miss you too, bro.
Alright. We're going to, Game of Thrones tonight?
Game of Thrones tonight, 9 o'clock.
Game of Thrones.
G-O-T.
So are you guys going to think about Game of Thrones to, like, advertise?
We already got sponsored by them.
Oh, Game of Thrones? Yeah, and Obama. Yeah.
And Obama.
Yeah, well, guys, come on. You're not supposed to be bragging about this.
I'm going to brag about it. Yeah.
I think you got. I think tonight there's going to be a commercial. They never have commercials for that, but tonight.
But tonight we're going to have a commercial in, like, right halfway in the through the Game of Thrones episode. It's going to be like, brought to you by Jams Podcast.
Yep.
Pretty much the whole. It was opening a whole, theme song. They let us so rap over the whole theme song.
It was so expensive.
It was a lot of money.
It was like me and Ramil's life savings.
Yeah, I'm broke.
Plus, we're still making payments.
Yeah. So we're like three lives in debt.
Yep. But it's worth it.
You're not listening, are you?
I think he just put the phone back in his pocket.
Fuck you, Daniel.
Was that the... That was the guy that's always there, right?
Yeah, he doesn't watch it.
He doesn't watch it? Yeah, but he just
He hasn't seen season three. He'd just be chilling.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, I don't even watch it, but like, it's just... He's like, I don't... I'm not a fan. He doesn't watch it, but he enjoys watching it, if that makes sense.
I got you.
You've reached the voicemail of Karen Goldstein at...
Oh, blah, 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 blah. No, Terry, whatever. I gotta beep that out, for real.
You have to beep that out.
Yeah.
I'm on Steak and Shake. Let's go to Steak and Shake.
You want Checkers?
No, because I have a Steak and Shake gift card.
That's true. Oh my God! Nobody picks up in Orlando. Oh yeah, I've seen that before.
You want to have a black belt?
Mm-hmm.
So breaking.
Mmm. Okay.
What just happened?
All right, that plan is not working out. Let's move on to something else. Do you have Gilbert Rapport?
Nope.
No, well, Gilbert.
I got something, but it's not funny or anything.
How about this person in the elevator gets beat up?
By this girl, which I think is fake. Would you let a girl beat you up like that? You could just stand up. Grab her and stand up and just throw her to the floor.
But she went to go grab him.
Why was she beating him up?
It's fake.
Why was she beating him up?
All right, this guy tried to molest this little girl, but the little girl beat him up. Doesn't that sound fake? Like, what?
No, people will say, like, some people think the video is staged, but who cares? It's a good laugh.
Right, exactly. But it is staged, though.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. I mean, what is this?
No.
Is it?
Yep.
Hey, Dumpy!
Hey, did you call?
I did call. Guess what?
What's up?
You're on the podcast!
Oh, hey.
Who is Dumpy? It sounds like Martin.
Oh, Dumpy is my boy who raps and films. He's got a project coming out for his studio, iDempo.
Oh, for some reason it sounded like Martin.
This is Jeremiah.
Hello, Dumpy.
What's good?
How you doing?
Not much.
What's happening? How are y'all?
Chilling. So you had some, you're being interviewed.
Okay.
So after you released your short film, Nice Guy, how has your life changed?
Not much. I don't know.
So is the short film called what?
Nice Guy.
Nice Guy. You released a short film? Like, where? How did you release it?
Vimeo.
On what?
I just put it on Vimeo.
Oh, okay. How many views do you have?
I don't know. Oh. I'm bad at keeping up with that stuff. I just kind of post it and then share on Facebook and stuff and be like, hey, you guys, check this out.
So what about your mixtape Dump by Don that you released? You had a house show. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was kind of something I was a lot more excited about.
Okay.
But I didn't do it. It didn't get as much.
So basically you're mad you didn't get signed yet?
No, not like that. Just, I kind of wish that like people who liked the thing I did before would have liked this.
Are you talking about Dorito? Oh.
All right, so do you go by Dumpy, actually? That's your name?
No, I guess people call me that now, I guess.
Okay, so you have a mixtape, right?
Sure, yeah.
And what's the artist name is it under?
It's Dumpy Knack.
Dumpy?
Dumpy Knack.
Dumpy Knack.
Yeah.
How do you spell Knack?
It's N-A-C-K.
Okay, Dumpy Knack. And what's the mixtape called?
The mixtape is Dorito. The album that I made after that is called Dump by Don.
Dump by what?
Dump by Don.
Dump by Don?
He has a song on there called NyQuil that's actually kind of catchy.
All right. That's cool.
One shot of NyQuil got me feeling ill. Two shots of NyQuil got me feeling ill.
Okay. Sounds like some Danny Brown stuff.
Guess what? Dimson, we freestyled over What I Got a Lie For today.
Yeah. For the podcast.
I was freestyling in the car earlier. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good? You don't like Danny Brown?
He likes Danny Brown.
Oh, okay.
I love Danny Brown.
Yeah.
His music taste kind of like changes like every like year or two, I guess.
Yeah, every album is different. Like
a little bit more serious.
Yeah, he's trying to do a little bit more serious.
He cut his hair off. He has like a high top now.
I didn't even see that.
He has a green high top. It's great.
A green high top.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about doing a little Danny Brown action, like green high top, chipping your tooth or something?
I'm about to do it. I think it's the new thing. I think everyone should do it.
Yeah, you need a gimmick. What do you got?
I got nothing. I think that might be the reason why I'm so much. I got nothing. I got my charms.
Yeah, you need something. You need like
a you have your dancing skills.
I'm thinking
dancing skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
but
of
that doesn't translate too well over audio.
Right.
Anything is possible through Christ who strengthens you. Remember that, Dempsey.
You're right.
And good abs.
No, you're right.
Like, and good abs.
Philippians, whatever.
Are you gonna be in? Are you gonna be here tonight?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm leaving like a little later.
Are you gonna watch Game of Thrones with us?
Oh no, not that late. I don't think I'm gonna stay around that late.
You should.
Actually, I might. Who
you
knows?
Should.
Whatever.
You gotta meet the person talking to you over the microphone who's not me.
It's only.
Yeah.
It's only 9 to 10. Game of Thrones.
You can have some of that watermelon Smirnoff stuff.
Yeah, no.
All right.
All right, Dempsey. Well, I love you.
Get like Danny Brown.
Get like Danny Brown and call us back.
And call us back.
Absolutely.
Go get a face tattoo.
Do you have the name of your next project coming out, short film wise?
I'm thinking about calling it Douchebug.
Douche what?
Douchebug.
Douchebug.
Douchebug coming out 2014, the December release.
Hey, you got like a Twitter or some like? Okay, let's pretend we have listeners, and you want to tell them where they can find you. What would you say?
Okay, can I do my thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sporty.net. I'm in Sporty. You can hit me up at Twitter on. At WNA, hit me up on Instagram at featuring 2 Chainz, that's pretty much it. I don't.
What about your Twitter? Out. You're famous on Twitter for your monkey post.
Tumblr.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, but that's where they can find you. We have one listener, so find him. One listener.
Great. Thank God. Blow up now.
Within the next 3 hours, you might see a follow notification on your Instagram.
Yep.
Only one.
Only one, though.
And if you get two, let us know, because then something happened.
If you get two, that's monumental.
Something's wrong.
I'm going to check my feed as soon as this comes up.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. I love you.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
I don't know who that is.
My nigga Timson, you'll meet him tonight.
I never saw him.
He's cool. He's like Daniel's friend.
He talks like Martin.
127 to go. Humphrey on the low level. Like
kind of.
He elevates, gets the take. Well.
All right, we're just going to watch wrestling videos that while you just listen to us watch wrestling videos.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Jeremiah watched. He was like,
and so, what happened? Like, so what happened?
Someone threw him.
I know. I could have seen it, though. Let me see it. Bring your clothes over here.
Oh,
it's
gonna
be four. I didn't even see anything. It looked like they just kind of fell a little bit together.
He threw him.
Who fell? Who threw who?
The dude in the blue threw the dude in the red, right?
Looks like he just fell.
I bet you they didn't win anything, though, Zeke.
And then over.
See it? Okay.
So from this position. Bending over, he was able to throw a 65-kilogram pound man over him.
And that is the
It looked like the guy kind of flew the other way.
You kind of flew the other way.
Like the red guy kind of went with it, though. You know what I'm saying? For some reason.
Some people smoke. That's what it looks
like. I could throw you some crazy. I could show you some throws.
I don't know, man.
Here. They had this thing called, like, dirt. They used to have it, but they don't have it anymore. It was like dirty thing, dirty, like, takedown of the week or dirty whatever of the week. And they have some stuff that's like rotten Chinese, and people are getting like
rotten Chinese.
Like, cause it's like whatever, like in wrestling, like whenever something's dirty is good, and the dirtier it is, so they'd be like, yeah, rotten Chinese. People getting like,
oh. Rotten Chinese. Oh, that was so rotten Chinese.
That was such rotting food.
That was disgusting.
Got you, Zeke. I don't know if you can be prepared for this, Zeke. Yo, Zeke, you want to join our clan?
I don't think I can.
Why can't you? It's not an age limit. You just have to build the clan.
I already have it.
I think this is good.
Join it with us.
We're done.
But I already have my whole clan, man.
Zeke, say bye.
Bye.
Shut. Michael.
I need to redesign my
clan. I can't believe you're not here again.
Well, negative 12.
As my friends play Clash of Clans around me, I bid you farewell. I can only think of one thing to say to my fellow listener. Say bye, Zeke.
Bye.
The end.
Bye.
The end. Bow, 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 bow